Anyone who uses social media presents a somewhat edited version of themselves. They're selective about what they post, they use photo filters, or they create cartoon-like stylized avatars as their profile image. WPR's Emily Ralph, a trans woman, used her Bitmoji avatar in her coming out process, slowly making changes in the digital realm before they became Emily's physical reality. Over time, Emily began to wonder what the experience was like for her Bitmoji on the other side of the digital divide. This story comes from the perspective of that Bitmoji.
I was born or created or whatever, maybe 6 of your years ago, but time here is different and too hard to explain. As I understand it, my world is part of what you call the internet. It's often loud and chaotic.
Killing it!
Celebrating Wednesday here is like your 4th of July or something.
Hey, it's hump day.
Yeah!
Our understanding is that we're a kind of reflection of you. And I know that because when you look at me, I see you too. Though separate beings, we are connected by creation. Not only are our images bonded together, but also emotion, thoughts, and our sense of self. That's how I first knew. I was created as male, but that was wrong. Here, I'm alone, but mostly because you haven't used the connect with friends feature. I'm not lonely, though. I have TV and newspapers, and there's an excellent public radio station.
Next, it's the cultural significance of Wednesday, but first, it's your birthday! Yay!
Mostly, though, I watch you. In my early days, as you made changes to my hair or clothes, I felt this overwhelming sadness pouring from you, like from an old, cracked, and moss-covered dam about to give way. I knew because you did that you were not made the right way, and that pain was bigger than the sky. Then one night while I was sleeping, you made a change to my physical appearance settings, and I was suddenly whole, suddenly fully formed, and it was wonderful beyond words. Around this time, you began using me as your representative image in all kinds of places. I was in Twitter, which I'm guessing is why you have me standing next to a dumpster fire. I appeared in Facebook, in some kind of step tracking app. Then slowly you brought me to where you work, through Zoom, Google Meet, and Slack. You made me your face in your world, and I began to understand why. I knew that for you, the thing that was wrong was orders of magnitude more complicated than changing a setting, but that me being there first would make it easier. Over time, you made my hair longer and added cute earrings and makeup, and I saw you were changing too. At first it was a smile, then your clothes, then something with your face and lasers, which sounds scary, like we use lasers in our extravagant It's Wednesday celebrations. It made you smile even more, so it must be worth it. From my place as the image in your health app, I see appointments with specialty doctors who help change your physical form to align with gender settings. As we draw closer together, I feel you will soon overtake me, that my assignment of being there first will come to an end, and soon it will be your pretty face on Slack, Zoom, Facebook, and Twitter. I am excited for you and proud of you, and I will always be here for you, but now it's your time.
That was producer Emily Ralph's Bitmoji. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.